The chief United Nations weapons inspector for Iraq says Baghdad is showing increasing signs of complying with UN disarmament demands and would like as long as 4 more months to continue his work. This, as Secretary of State Colin Powell charges Iraq will never comply with UN obligations to give up its weapons of mass destruction and is now deliberately trying to divide the Security Council in an effort to avert a U.S.-led invasion. Hans Blix calls Iraq's decision to begin destroying its short-range Al-Samud II missiles a sign of very active disarmament. That's a change from the report he delivered to the Security Council just last Friday, presented a day before Iraq began destroying its missiles, in which he characterized Baghdad's disarmament as limited at best. In addition, Mr. Blix says 7 Iraqi scientists have now given private interviews to weapons inspectors without Iraqi government minders present. All of this a sign, he says, that inspections need to be given more time.
And it seems to me to be a rather short time to just close the door and say, this is it.
But ahead of an appearance before the Security Council set for Friday, he told reporters a number of disarmament issues remain unresolved and that it may be impossible to ever come to a complete accounting, given the fact that for 4 years no weapons inspectors were in Iraq until they returned last November.
If they give me 4 more months, I think I can settle it in that period. Well, that sort of suggests that I have confidence that they will cooperate sufficiently to succeed in answering the question that time. I would not dare to give any check on that they would do so, and because the track record has not been good. They have been very active, I would say, and even proactive in the last month or so. But in the past, of course, the track record was not so good.
Still to be answered, though, are questions involving Iraq's alleged stocks of chemical and biological weapons, which he says Baghdad has not fully accounted for. Iraq maintains it destroyed all such weapons at the end of the Gulf War 12 years ago. The United States and Britain maintain Iraq continues to build and hide banned weapons, and that Baghdad has now lost its last chance to disarm peacefully. At the United Nations, Nick Simeone, VOA News.